Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation of the 12th Hour Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is December 23, 2017, August 6, 2021. We will start our second service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled Blessed Redeemer. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, Orpheus the Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, death on the cross, that he might save them from endless long. Blessed Redeemer, blessed Redeemer, somehow I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners weeping, whining and heeding, dying for them. Father, forget them, thus did he pray. Even while his lost blood had flashed away, praying for sinners, while in such woe, no one but Yahshua ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, somehow I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and grieving for sinners bleeding, lying on Exodus 35, first verse. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which Yahweh hath commanded that you should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be unto you an holy day, a Sabbath of rest unto the Yahweh. Whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day. And Moses spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which Yahweh commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Yahweh, and whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Yahweh, gold and silver and brass, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram's skins dyed red, and badger skins, and shittim wood, and oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, and onyx stones, and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and every wise hearted among you shall come and make all that the Yahweh hath commanded, the tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, his taches, and his boards, his bars, his pillars, and his sockets, the ark and the staves thereof, with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering, the table and his staves, and all his vessels, and the showbread, the candlestick also for the light, and his furniture, and his lamps with the oil for the light, and the incense altar, and his staves, and the anointed oil, and the sweet incense, and the hanging for the door at the entering end of the tabernacle, the altar of the burnt offering with his brazen grate, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hanging of the court, his pillars and their sockets, and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins of the tabernacle, and the pins of the court and their cords, their cloths of service, to do service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron, the priest in the garments of his sons, the minister in the priest's office, and all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and there came every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Yeshua's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. And they came both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto Yahweh. And every man with whom it was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair and red skins of rams, and badger skins brought them, everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Yahweh's offering, and every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work of the service brought it, and all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple and of scarlet, and of fine linen, and all the women whose hearts stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate, and spice and oil for the light, and for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto Yahweh, every man and woman, whose heart made them willing to bring for all manner of work, which the Yahweh had commanded to be made by the hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Yahweh hath called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, and the tribe of Judah, and he hath filled him with the spirit of Yahweh in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones and to sit them, and in the carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab, the son of his Samach of the tribe of Dan, them had he filled with wisdom of the heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer in blue and in purple and scarlet and in fine linen and of the weaver, even of them that do any work and of those that devise cunning work. Now, our key is in verses in 21. And they came, every one whose heart stirred him up, and every one whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Yeshua's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for the holy garments. Okay, let's go now to Isaiah 57. It says that the first verse, for the righteous perishes, and no man lays at the heart. and merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, every one walking in his uprightness. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress, the seed of the adulterer, and the whore. Against whom do ye sport yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not children of the transgression, a seed of falsehood, inflaming yourselves at the idols under every green tree, slaying the children in the valleys under the cliffs of the rock? Among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion. They are thy lot. Even unto them hast thou poured a drink offering, thou hast offered a meat offering. Should I receive comfort in these? Upon a lofty and high mountain hast thou set thy bed. Even thou wentest thou up to offer sacrifice. Behind the doors also, and the post hast thou set up thy remembrance. For thou hast discovered thyself to another than me, and art gone up. Thou hast enlarged thy bed, and made thee a covenant with them. Thou lovest their bed, where they sorrowest it. And thou wentest to the king with ointment, and didst increase thy perfume. And didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy ways. Yet thou saidest, thou not. Yet saidest thou not, there is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine of thine hand, therefore thou wast not grieved. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared, that thou hast lied and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart? Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? I will declare thy righteousness and thy works, for they shall not profit thee. And thou cryest, let thy companies deliver thee, but the wind shall carry them all away. Vanity shall take them, but he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. And shall say, cast ye up, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth the eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth, for the spirit should fail before me. And the souls which I have made, there it is right there, the souls which I have made, for the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him, I hid me, and was wroth. And he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off, and to him that is near, saith the Yeshua, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my Elohim, unto the wicked. Okay, that's the end of 57. Let's go now to our next chapter. Let's go to Daniel chapter 4. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages, Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. Now this is a prophecy for today, folks. This is, would be like Donald Trump talking to the king Nebuchadnezzar. I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high Yahweh hath wrought toward me. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation of it. But the last Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belshazzar, according unto the name of my God, and whom is the spirit of the holy deities. And before him I told the dream, saying, O Belshazzar, master of the magician, because I know that the spirit of the holy deities are in thee, and no secret troubleth thee. Tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen, and the interpretation of. This were the visions of my head and my bed. I saw and behold a tree in the midst of the earth, and the height thereof was great. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. The leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and it was meat for all the beasts of the field, as shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the bowels thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. I saw in the vision of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud, and said, thus, hew down the tree, and cut off his branches, and shake off his leaves, and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts get away from under it, and the fowls from his branch. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots and the earth, even with the band of iron and brass and the tender grass of the field. And let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts and the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let 7 times pass over him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the Holy One, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it unto whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of them. In this dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now, thou, O Belshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof. Forasmuch as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able. For the spirit of thy holy deities is in thee. Then Daniel, whose name is Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour, and his thoughts troubled him. The king spake and said, Belshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belshazzar answered, said, my master, the dream be to them that hate thee, and the interpretation of to thine enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heaven, and the sight thereof unto all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts of the field, till 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my master the king, that this shall drive thee from men, and that dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. And they shall make thee eat grass of the oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven. And seven times shall pass over thee till thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it unto whomsoever he will. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree root, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Wherefore, King, let my counsel be set for unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thy iniquities by showing mercy unto the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, Is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom, by the might of my power, and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, unto thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. And they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it unto whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of 3 days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according unto his will, and the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise, extol, and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are in the truth, and his ways judgments, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Daniel chapter 5. Belshazzar the king made a great feast unto a thousand of his lords, and drank wine before the thousand. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the gold and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of Yahweh, which is at Jerusalem, and the king and his princes and his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the God of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote, and the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and the king spake and said unto the wise men of Babylon, Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck, and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then came in all the king's wise men, But they could not read the writing or make known unto the king the interpretation of them. Then was the king Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him, and his lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banquet house, and the queen spake and said, O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom, and whom is the spirit of the holy gods. That's the way they spoke back then, the pagan. And in the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the deities, was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel, which art of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee, that the spirit of the deities is in thee, and that the light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing, and make known unto me the interpretation thereof. But they could not show the interpretation of the thing. And I have heard of thee that thou canst make interpretations and dissolve doubts. Now if thou canst read the writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and it shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known unto him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High, Yahweh give Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom and majesty and glory and honor. And for the majesty that he gave him, all people, nations, and languages trembled and feared before him. Whom he would he slew, and whom he would he kept alive, and whom he would he set up, and whom he would he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was disposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, and hast lifted up thyself against the Yahweh of heaven. And they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk wine in them, and thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the Yahweh in whose hand thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, and hast thou been not glorified. This was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written, many, many tekel, ye Pharisee. This is the interpretation of the thing, meaning, Yahweh hath numbered thy kingdom, and finished it, tekel. Thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting. Perez, the kingdom is divided and given unto the Medes and the Persians. That's what we have today. the kingdom is divided, and it's given unto the Medes and Persians, Donald Trump and Mike Pence. They represent these two kingdoms. Now, then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with the scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Okay, let's continue on reading Daniel chapter 6 now. It pleased Darius to sit over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to sit him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his Yahweh. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, and the princes, the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast to the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writings and the decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chambers toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his Elohim, as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his Yahweh. And then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any deity or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? For the king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, and know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Yahweh, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. And the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, And the king spake and said, O unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living Elohim, is thy Elohim, which whom thou servest, continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My Elohim has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, forasmuch as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his Yahweh. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, because their children and their wives and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces, however they came at the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the Elohim of Daniel, for he is the living Elohim and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Daniel 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by the night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. First was like a lion, and had the eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and he was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And men's heart was given unto it, and behold, another beast, a second like unto a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given unto it. After this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as the snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as a burning fire. This is the judgment set in 1844. Verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000,000 ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had the dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. That's 15 months. 1 year and 3 months. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. This is verse 13, the judgment of the living now. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. Now this is where we're at today. We're in this kingdom. This kingdom is set up right here since 2002 or 2003. Daniel was grieved of verse 15. Was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts which are four kings which shall rise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. And I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of the iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured brick in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the others which came up, before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. That represented the papacy during the Dark Ages. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them. That was during the Dark Ages, until the Ancient of the Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So, this is with 144,000 here in the 12th hour. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. They shall be given into his hand until of time and times and divided of time. This is a 1260-year period, or 3.5 years, or 42 months. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. This is where we're at right now. This dominion is being taken away. That's what Cyrus and Darius took away, the dominion of Babylon. Verse 27, Daniel 7. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom of the whole heaven shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cognitions must trouble me, and my account has changed me, but I kept the matter in my heart. Okay, that ends chapter 7. It says, in the third year, chapter 8, Daniel, in the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, even unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me at the first. And I saw in a vision, and it came to pass when I saw that I was at Shushan in the palace which is in the province of Edom. And I saw in a vision, and I was by the river of Uliah. And I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher camp last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according unto his will, and became great. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth, and touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen, standing before the river, and ran into him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with choler against him, and smote the ram, and brake his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him, But he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and forth came up four notable ones toward the four winds of the heaven. And out of one of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great, toward the south, and toward the east, and toward the pleasant land. And it waxed great even unto the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the host and of the stars to the ground, and stamped upon them. Yea, he magnified himself even unto the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of the transgression. It cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of the destination to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot? He said unto me, under 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. There's a 2,300-year prophecy, 457 to 1844. And it came to pass, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Yalah, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright. He said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. Now, Daniel, I'll fast forward to Daniel 11:27. Let's read about that. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief. They shall speak lies at one table, but he shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the appointed time. All right. So, just continue reading here. Verse 20, Daniel 8. The ram which thou sawest having two horns are the kings of the Medes, Media, and Persia. So this ram is represented today as a symbol of Donald Trump and Darius' kingdom. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king. Now that being broken, whereas four stood up for it, four kingdoms shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of the fierce countenance and understanding, dark senses, shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, and he shall be broken without hand. And the vision of the evening and the morning, which was told, is the truth. Wherefore shut thou up the vision, for it shall be for many days. And I, Daniel, fainted with six certain days. After as I rose up, did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. So now that's the end of chapter 8. In chapter 9, it says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years where of the word of the Yahweh came unto Jeremiah the prophet, that would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Yahweh Elohim to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto Yahweh, my Elohim, and made my confession, said, O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Yahweh, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandment. We have sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by the departing from thy precepts, and from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which speak in thy name, unto our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and unto all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as at this day, to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, to all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Yahweh, unto us belong with confusion of face, to unto our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. And to Yahweh, Elohim, belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh Elohim to walk in his ways, which he set before us by his servant, the prophet. Yea, all Israel has transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Yahweh, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words which he spake against us and against our judges, that he judged us by bringing upon us a great evil, for under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of the Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before the Yahweh Elohim, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. If we turn away from our iniquities, we can understand his truth. That's what it's saying here, verse 13, Daniel 9. Therefore hath the Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us, for the Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Yahweh our Elohim, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as at this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yahweh, according unto all that thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, that thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem, and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our Yahweh, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplication, and cause thine face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Yahshua's sake. O my Elohim, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplication before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Yahshua, hear. O Yahshua, forgive. O Yahshua, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my Elohim. For thy city and thy people are called by thy name. And whilst I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Yahshua Yahweh and my Elohim, for the holy mountain of my Yahweh. This is who we represent. We represent this holy mountain of the Yahweh. Yea, and whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I I had seen in the vision at the beginning being caused of fire swift to test me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, and upon thy holy city, that is that holy city, to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring an everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Okay, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in the troublous time. And after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince shall come, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with the flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. This took place in 2002, at Kermit, Texas, at Gilead Center. Close out the closing for the dead, the closing out the 11th parabolic hour, and starting the judgment of the living. Close out the judgment of the dead, and start the judgment of the living here in the 12th parabolic hour. And for the overspreading of the abomination, he shall make it desolate even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. This brings the third us that this hour contest is at the 11th hour call. That's number 11. Click on the audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Victory in Yahshua.
I heard an old, old story. I'll save your hands from glory. I gave this life on Calvary to save the next like me. I heard about his glory, of his precious blood's atoning. And I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all the Lord redeemed him. He drenched me victory beneath that crimson flood. I heard about his healing, of his tender power revealing. I made the land to walk again, and then caused the blind to see. And they cried, "Dear Yahshua, come and heal my broken spirit." And somehow Yahshua came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me in his redeeming blood. Let me end him, and all the Lord is in him. He trusts me to victory beneath the crimson flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, that God in nature singing, and the old redemption story. Some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, my Savior forever. The Son made and God me, with His redeeming love. He loved me and I knew Him, and now my love is due Him. He drives me